Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
D'Angelo, let's start out. We've heard multiple pronunciations.
Yeah.
Can you say your last name and exactly how that?
Saintcha. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the spring breakout game was last week, or the other day, actually.
Yeah.
You pitched from both sides. You started out lefty against Bazzana,
mm-hmm.
and then you pitched righty the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Walk me through that experience of playing in that game. Your first real professional experience.
Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of adrenaline. I was just trying to stay in the moment, and you know, you've been playing this game my whole year, like my whole life, and I was just like, just blessed to be out there, have fun, and compete on a high level.
What's it mean to represent the Mariners in that game?
Oh, it mean everything, especially playing the prospect. Well, like with the prospect, you have like all these like talent, like you surround yourself with a lot of good people, a lot of good players, and I mean on the other side too, Cleveland, they have a good farm system too, and I think it was good like to compete and see where you at, and just trying to get my foot like in a little bit and see how it's gonna be.
Absolutely. Walk me through this spring so far. How's this experience as a whole been? How have you gotten along with the guys? Mm-hmm. Have you had some takeaways from some of the big league guys?
Oh yeah, Logan Gilbert, like always when we doing like recovery and stuff, he always like talk to me and tell me like, if you need anything, just let me know. Like, I'm here to like to help you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like just all around, like everybody here like to help everybody. And I think especially like in the spring training, everybody is down here. And I think you can like talk to like everybody and see how like they think about things or like trying to pick everything mind. And because especially like the MLB guy, they already like been through my, like the thing I'm going through right now. And it's always good like to have like conversation with them and always and have fun too. And that's the thing they always told me, like beside like baseball, like everything, but just like trying to have fun and just stay in the moment and have fun with the guys.
So a common question is, do you have to spend twice the amount of time in the recovery room mm-hmm. as the other guys since you throw from both sides?
I mean, I get that question a lot, but it's kind of like, probably I would say not really, because most of the time I feel like more sore. Like I'd say if I feel like sore from the left side, I don't feel like the same thing from the right side.
Yeah.
Or if I feel like something from the right side, I don't feel it like on the left side. And sometimes it's just like, I'm trying to like balance everything though, but sometimes like, let's say my elbow is tight from the right side, but everything is fine with the left side.
Yep.
So I always just like take care of just that. But I would say like, it's been like probably 2 or 3 times that I was like, oh, I'm sore from both sides.
Sore everywhere.
Yeah. But I mean, you gotta like, especially not get like treatment, but like do a recovery. Recovery will take like a little bit more. That's why I do like a lot of bands, because you can use just like, by doing one motion from both sides, you don't have to do like everything like just one by one.
Yeah.
So you get done quicker too.
So what's your current routine? How often are they having you throw with the right arm? How often are you throwing from the left?
Right now, like we gotta sit down and talk about something, because we want to like to try something, or they want me to try something, especially like, let's say if I pitch like in a game, let's say I pitch on Wednesday, I start a game, I will throw like couple batters from the left side and from the right side too, but like came back like probably Saturday game, came off like reliever from the left side and throw like an inning. And that's like something we probably gonna try, because I think this Tuesday too, I'm gonna throw a bullpen from the right side and throw in the game from the left side. And we just trying to like like figure things out and trying to be on the same page.
Is that similar to how it was done at Mississippi State for you?
No, but I mean, it's always like something new. You got to try and see how your body's going to respond. And I mean, I'm always like open to like learn new things too.
So that might be the best for the longevity.
Yeah.
So let's go into a bit of your story. So you were born in the Netherlands. You went to Curaçao. And footage first came out when you were in the Little League World Series throwing from both sides. Walk me through. When did you so you're left-handed dominant, is that correct?
Yeah.
When did you first throw from the right side?
I mean, I started playing like when I was six. And I would say around like about to like turn seven, I started throwing from the right side. Mm-hmm. Because I remember my first time playing like in the game as a righty, I catch like my first game like playing from the right side. And after that, it just like I started like try new things, like start pitching, play shortstop, play second base, and I was like everywhere playing like every position.
And you were a switch hitter also.
Yeah.
So you're naturally lefty, and then you transitioned to hitting from the right side also.
Yeah.
So walk me through your recruiting process. I guess first off, people might not know that you got drafted by the Brewers out of high school as a shortstop. So what was that experience like, and how did that come to be?
I remember, like, especially that I was at school already. I was like at summer school at Mississippi State.
Okay.
And I was laying down. I was laying down because it was like day three, and I was like, I think I'm thinking about going to college and just trying to like experience it and see what's gonna happen in 2 years. And I was laying down, and then I get my name called, or one of my teammate, they came in the room, and they were like, "Lo, you just got drafted." I was like, "What?" And then they showed me like when they call your name and stuff. And then I sent it to my advisor and sent it to my cousin, and they were like, "No way." And then I was like, we sit down, and then I was like, "Nah, I think the best opportunity for me is just go to college, and especially from both sides, trying to like improve more." Because at that time, I wasn't like more focused on playing position players anymore.
Yeah.
I was just trying to like stay on like focus on pitching and trying to develop the left side and the right side and see how I'm gonna like do that. And I think it went pretty good, and I'm here.
Absolutely. So by the time you got to Mississippi State, you were focused on pitching, and that's the route you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through that experience of playing at Mississippi State in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Great competition.
I would say that's the best moment like of my life. That's what got me here today, especially having like a rough season like my freshman year. And I think that was good for me so I can bounce back last year and have a better year. And today I would say like, sometimes things like it gotta happen for you to like focus or get your mind in some spot or some like situation and how you can handle things. And I think that was one of the things that I always learned, and I will keep looking forward like to keep learning new things and just trying to be better every day.
Absolutely. Now heading into the draft, did you know that you were going to be drafted so early? What were your conversations like with the Mariners leading up to the draft? And then what was that feeling when your name was called?
I remember like they say I'm going like to be in the first round, but I don't know like where exactly. But I remember like sitting there and like sitting like with my family, and then my agent, they called me, and I was like, they were like, "Would you like to be, would you like to play baseball professional?" I was like, "Yeah, I am." And then they said, "Because you're about to be a Seattle Mariners," and that was like everything to me. And I don't like, it's sometimes it's hard like to explain to people like how like excited or happy I was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's something that you like, you just want to like scream, but I mean, you're in front of like camera, in front of people, but it was like a cool moment and something that I will never forget.
Then once you leave the draft, what were the first steps when you got connected with the Mariners? You went up to Seattle actually for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Walk me through that experience. You also went up with Ryan Sloan.
Yeah, that was pretty good also. And I mean, good experience, good moment, especially Ryan. I heard about him too. And then he heard about me obviously, but it was good, like, connect over there at Seattle, and then we came back down here, and we were, like, throwing partner, and then we work out a little bit, too, because it was, like us, because it was more, like, the, when we came down here, it was only, like, us, because they send most of the guys, just because we throw, like, a lot of innings already, and they didn't want us like to play in the game, and they sent a lot of guys to Modesto, and it's kind of like me and him stuck here and a couple more guys.
Yeah.
And I mean, he was my roommate at that time too, and it was fun like to get to know him in Seattle, and then came down here and we built like a connection too.
He mentioned it's pretty tough to try to catch you or to learn to catch you because he's got to figure out what side you're throwing from, the breaking balls, to not break a thumb.
At first, it was hard for him too because sometimes I don't want to like get nobody hurt. I was telling him, I'm going from the left side this time, so we're on the same page. But it was fun. It was fun though.
Yeah, and then let's talk about your arsenal a bit from both sides. Mm-hmm. I guess, how did you develop? Have you always just thrown a sinker from the left side? And you know, at what point did you figure out what you're gonna throw from each side and adding pitches?
I remember like when I started pitching, I was more like fastball, changeup, curveball. I didn't know nothing about slider.
Okay.
And then from the, from the right side, fastball, changeup, and curveball. And from the left side, the same thing, like fastball, changeup, and curveball.
Was that a four seam from the left side?
Yeah, four seam.
Okay.
And then when, I was working with my cousin back down in Florida, and he was like, I think you can throw a two seam from the left side. And then my fastball, like obviously had like a ride to it. And it always, he was like, you can throw like a two seam sinker from the left side. And then when I go to Mississippi State too, Coach Parker, he was like, I think we can develop that. And because especially when you, turn from the left side, especially like with a lefty hitter, if you can be inside there, or just, you don't have to do like much, just throw the ball right down the middle and let it move. And then when I came down here too, they were like, I think we can develop that pitch and it can get like elite stuff. And
from the left side?
Yeah, from the left side.
Okay.
And right now we trying to like learn like to throw a sweeper. I'm still learning like new grips and stuff. And I started like throwing, I would say sliders more like in college, because everything like in Curacao, we don't know like fastball. Like the only thing we know is like fastball, changeup, and curveball.
Mm-hmm.
Like not sliders, like circle change, not like these type of stuff. It's just like the basic stuff. And when I came to the United States, I started learning more like how to throw sliders. And I was throwing sliders a little bit, you can say, in high school, but like the feel wasn't like high. I was like more like 80.
Okay.
Then when I go to college, I started throwing like harder, and it was like 85 to 86. And now they start telling me that's a true slider and not a curveball. And then it was kind of like, I got to learn how to define a curveball and a slider.
Yeah.
And start like throwing that too from the left side. And now we turn that like into a sweeper from the left side.
Now, if you're throwing a curveball from both sides, is it the same grip, just opposite, or do you grip it completely different from both sides?
Right now from the left side, I have a different grip from the slider, but like from the right side, I've been using that for a long time.
Because you have different arm slots from both sides,
yeah.
So you gotta shape it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What are you most looking forward to this year?
This year, I'm just looking to have a good year and just trying to win ball game, trying to throw strikes, obviously, and just trying to get out. I'm just trying to help the team win and just have fun. Like, go out there, have fun, and win some ball games.
Have they told you where you're going to be heading yet?
I'm not sure yet, but most likely Everett, high A, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Well, really appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
Great to see you, and looking forward to seeing you this year.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.